beer, just head over to your local retailer and pick up some ice-cold Coke Zero. See what they did there? Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combined to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, what else is possible? Coke Zero, and enjoy real Coke taste and zero calories. And don't forget to pick up all your other favorite Coke products at your favorite stores. Hancock Bottling, Coca-Cola. Let's get to the questions for Mel today. We had a couple from last week, Coach, that I missed, and they still are applicable to the team this week. And one of them is Shane Hanna reminds this person of Kip Noble. And not quite the skater Kip was, but same offensive instincts. Do you, Coach Mel Pearson, think Shane can be as good as Kip Noble?
Wow, good question. And I recruited Kip Noble out of Kelowna, B.C., actually. Kip was a very good defenseman, smaller in stature, but really could skate well. And I think, obviously, Shane's not quite the skater at this point. But still, I think Shane might even might see the ice a little better than actually even Kip did. But if Shane has the type of career that Kip Noble did here at Michigan Tech, will be fine. And I do think Shane is going to be very, very good. And, you know, for a freshman, we're throwing him the big role. And I see him putting up a number of points for us here. But that's a good comparison. I like that question.
It is. And Kip, I believe, still holds most of the defensive offensive records for Michigan Tech. Yeah, ever a vulnerability? I remember watching him, but, you know, was he ever a vulnerability defensively?
I don't remember so much, but, you know, He had to play smart. He wasn't, like I said, as big and strong physically, so he had to be really smart, which he was. And like I said, turned out to be a very good player for us. Dawson Creek, British Columbia.
Yeah,
is where he's from.
Yeah. What is the biggest surprise of the team this year for you, Coach?
Biggest surprise, wow, is maybe just our lack of offensive production and mostly on the power play. I thought we would, you know, maybe be better overall there, more goals, better percentage. I think that's been maybe one of the biggest surprises and maybe biggest disappointment at this point of the season. But like I said, I know there's a lot of factors that go into it. And it's not because the players aren't trying. It's not because we haven't had our opportunities. It just, hasn't clicked so far this year.
And how about the biggest disappointment?
Well, that would be it, I think. That would be it. And our lack of success on the road. We played really well and on the road, but not well enough to win, obviously. Mm-hmm. And, I thought we could at least win two or three of those games. And having said that, we put our position to win a couple of those games. You know, we lost an overtime tie, some goals called. You know, a lot of things just seemed like everything that wouldn't go in our favor. Everything was sort of stacked against us and fell against us, but I think that would be the biggest disappointment.
In your opinion, Coach, how has the WCHA as a league competed against other conferences?
For the most part, pretty well. Lake Superior went out and, I believe, beat and tied Union, which, Union's had a good team. Northern Michigan going down to Western Michigan and beating and tying them. I think our success against Michigan State overall. And, our league's played pretty tough against most of the top teams, and most of those games have been on the road, too. So, when you look at the record outside of our league and just look and see how many home games we've had non-conference versus how many road games we've had. But I'm fairly happy at this point, and I know we'll have some other opportunities we have to take advantage of down the road. Like, I think Minnesota State are playing this weekend, so there's another good opportunity for our league to do well.
You've said that the team has played well all year, Coach. What is the difference in the team's performance in winning this weekend compared to the prior weekends not winning?
Well, that's a good question, and if I knew the answer, I'd probably, like I said, be a millionaire and have made some changes. But I think it just boils down to, a simple fact of scoring a goal and getting the lead. I think that's really one of the big factors is being able to somehow score that first goal. And when you score that first goal, it just gives your team a lot more confidence. And I think also Phoenix has played, rock solid at home. Not that he hasn't on the road, but we've given up a couple ones we'd like to have back, or, the one in Duluth, the guy scores from behind the goal line. Mm-hmm. We just had some bad luck on the road. So I attribute it to some of those things. Just the hockey gods weren't shining upon us on the road, but seemed to have been at home.
What has the biggest impact on the number of NCAA tournament bids to the new WCHA could get?
Yeah, well, obviously there's six leagues and there's six automatic qualifiers. So if you win your league playoff champion, you're in the NCAA tournament. So there'll be 10 other at-large bids. And I think the two main things are your win-loss record. You know, you have to make sure you have a really good win-loss record and have played good competition. Mm-hmm. And then obviously the second one is your non-conference game. So taking advantage of your games outside the conference. And that's why I thought it's so important to try and schedule good teams and then beat them. Now, you know, you got to beat a Michigan. You have to beat a Notre Dame. And that really goes a long way in helping your NCAA tournament chances. But I think our league's got a chance legitimately to get three teams in the tournament. That would probably be the max. It could be, you know, one the minimum for sure, but anywhere from that one to three, so depending how things go.
All right, let's get to the next question. And first of all, this person says, congratulations, Coach, on a successful weekend against the Spartans. Do you have any figures on how well the WCHA online video streaming program has been doing?
Well, no, I don't. You know, I've been worried about our power play and lineup and who's going to start in goal and some other things. But I get emails from time to time, and it seemed to be I've got positive feedback on the actual streaming itself. So, but I don't know. I haven't asked our people in the department to, you know, or the league office to get the exact numbers.
All right. Thanks for all of your questions. We appreciate it. I think Mitch wanted to have one question, too, about the late timeout. Did you see what he had written on his question?
No, I didn't.
Something about your timeout. I can't remember what it was about. No.
Well, we'll have to go ask him. But but anyway, I know it's a big weekend for hunting, I believe, right, Dirk,
weekend? That's right.
But I would encourage all the hunters. It's pretty hard to hunt in the dark, so if there's some way you guys can come back in for your camps and support our team, that would be great. I know the athletic department has a couple of specials going on this weekend for families. If you're maybe your father, your dad, or your husband is taking off hunting, whatever, we'd love to have you. I think you're going to see two great games, so I encourage the fans to keep coming out. We had some great events for our students. We had I think a t-shirt giveaway the one night, and the next night, Domino's. Thank you to Domino's. They provided pizza for the students who were waiting in line, and they were lined out up the door. So we had great crowds. I really want to thank the community and obviously the students for all their support this year. And we had a special visitor, Dirk. We had
talk about that.
Yeah, Brody Edelmacki, a 3-year-old boy who's fighting a rare form of brain cancer, and is doing good in his battle with that. He was down in Ann Arbor when we were there last weekend at the U of M, and he came to watch one of our games, and we couldn't get him a win there. But Brody stopped by the locker room this week and got a puck, and very inspirational young man. And I know he came to our game Friday night, so we were happy that we can pull out a win for Brody. And it's you know, we think we have some adversity and going through some tough things, and you see a young person like Brody and the spirit that he has and the fight, and when the smile comes on his face, it lights you up. So thanks, Brody, for coming, and thanks for being an encouragement for our team.
Coach, really quick, we only have a couple of seconds. Daniel Silva, I heard through the grapevine, is cleared to play. Is that true?
He is cleared to play. Dan could have played this weekend, but I was not happy with where he's at conditioning. You know, he's missed a lot of time, and I know he probably's not happy with me and the decision I made, but I told Dan, you know, we got to make sure that we're fair to him and putting him in a good situation where he's going to have success. And I told him I'll be watching him close Monday, and he's going to have to work hard this week, and hopefully we can get him in on the weekend.
Tough lineup to crack right now, though.
Well, it is, and we had talked about that before. We do have some depth, and we have some tough decisions night in and night out and who we're going to play. And, you know, our players have done a good job of how they've handled it when they're not in, and most of them have come in and worked extremely hard to get back in the lineup. And it seems like any time we've thrown somebody in, they've done a real nice job for us. So that's a tough decision, but a good decision as a coach.
All right, Coach, we appreciate your time. Again, we remind everybody about the event tonight at the Rock House Grill. Coach will be there. It is the second Huskies night out. Starts at 6 o'clock. Should be a lot of fun. Coach Curley, Coach Luke, and Cameron will also be speaking there.
Oh, good. So we'll find out a little bit more about the basketball seasons and the prospectus and how they view their teams, which will be fun for me to hear. And obviously a big win for our football team down in Hillsdale. Exciting game, too, and overtime, double overtime.
Yeah.
So good for them. But, yeah, we'll look forward to seeing people there tonight.
All right. Thanks a lot. That's the Mel Pearson Show on Knicks 93.
Broadcasting from WKMJ FM Hancock
to Keweenaw Bay, Greenland, Covington.
This is Mix 93, WKMJ.